Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing.
Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slut!
Oh yeah. Well, guess what? Slobs is here again. And guess who's back? Me, Steph Tolev. I'm here. I've been away for so long.
Old Steffi T.
Welcome
in the building.
Back.
Yeah, I'm here for one day and I leave again. I just flew in. I'm unwell. For those who are going to watch these clips, I will be wearing sunglasses because I have not stopped crying in 5 days straight. Here's the thing. Let's give a light update.
Yeah.
I went from having the craziest week of my life.
Yeah.
I not only opened for Bill Burr, I fucking killed. And I can say that successfully now. I fucking killed in front of 19,000 people.
Which, for those who don't know, Steph doesn't just flagrantly say she killed. Like, she fucking killed.
I didn't know I did until everyone was commenting after all this stuff. Also, when you're on stage, you feel crazy. With that amount of people, everyone's like, you're going to feel the laughs. I'm like, I didn't feel anything. I felt like I was in a fucking outer space. I'm like, I'm not where I am.
Yeah.
I was also sleep deprived the first day I got there because I drove from Virginia for a college gig that was a bit of a nightmare.
Jesus.
Drove through fucking sleek. Oh no, it was a nightmare.
That's like a, what, a 10-hour drive?
Also, another comic said this, and I want to ask you guys, I thought it was so offensive. They messaged me, like, oh, how'd it feel in front of that many people? Did you hear all like the applause breaks and laughs? I'm like, no, not really. And they went, I did when I did it.
Shut up.
Like, I'm trash and I didn't do well. I'm like, bitch, I did fucking well and I'll bury your ass any day of the week and I'll tell you what it is after.
Oh, you heard the laughs? I guess you hadn't transcended into another level of consciousness.
Yeah, literally.
You murdered.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you didn't rise into the next dimension. That's a little embarrassing for you.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
I went to space.
I was not myself. And having my sister and my dad backstage, I was just like, I wasn't well. I was, you know, it's my hometown. It was like I was a big ordeal.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Amazing. Then I hung out with Bill.
I hung
out with Bill Burr. He texted me in the day. We hit a day.
You guys went to the hockey museum.
We went to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
That picture of you learning how to drum, him teaching you how to drum, was the cutest thing.
It was crazy.
You were so happy.
I played drums on the Air Canada Centre stage, like the big stage. Someone came and said a drum kit. Also, I don't play drums. I haven't played since 24. He's like, all right, you have fun. You can just play for like 20 minutes now. I'm like, I don't play drums. Why am I here right now? I'm just like, like, you know when you see like a kid just when he gets
just
the
banging
the,
shit?
Nothing. I'm like, yeah, I'm like playing nothing. Then I go to the cottage. It's a weekend with me and my sister. We have not had a weekend, just the two of us, since she's been in relationships, since I've been in relationships years ago. What was those?
This is big.
So we're having a day. We're playing cornhole at the neighbor's cottage. There's a bit of a cornhole tournament going on. We're drinking. Big batch of sangria. I made it pretty strong.
You made sangria red?
Yeah. She made me mimosas for in the morning to get us, like, it was a nice celebration.
You guys make each other drinks for different
times. Yeah, we had whatever.
Yeah.
We had nice dinner, wine with dinner, smoked a huge joint. I'm painting a picture here. Around 9:30, my dog starts doing this weird thing where it looks like she's gagging, where she's like going, and I'm like, the fuck is that? And I you know, we know our pets well. If your cat does something weird, you're like, what the fuck is that? It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Keeps doing it every 30 seconds. I'm like, something's up. So thank God, Julia, my fucking vet that I used to have from Mohawk Alley in Los Angeles, who now moved to New York. Praise be this woman. I owe her my life.
Thank you, Julia.
I send her a video and I call her at 11 o'clock at night. So it's 11 o'clock her time. She has a fucking baby. She answers the phone. I'm like, what is this? She goes, no, take her in right now. And I'm like, okay. The closest vet is an hour and a half away. And as I mentioned, we were not, sober is the term I'll use.
Jesus, yeah.
So I can't drive now because Julia said that her stomach could have turned. So now I think my dogs, this happens with Goldens, their stomachs turn. If they don't get surgery right away, they die. So now I'm in the car,
oh
eyeballs
God.
Out to here, sobbing. We get to the fucking vet now, and my sister white knuckling down these like crazy windy roads in the middle of the woods. Like,
in the middle of the woods, you're just like drunk
oh
as
yeah.
fuck.
Oh yeah, 11 o'clock at night, fucked. We were like fucking freaking out. No other option. Everybody else in the lake is drunk. My dad's not there. No one's there. There's no other option.
You would do what you had to do.
It was your fucking kid. This is what you do. There's no ambulances. There's no vets. This is it.
Thankfully, it's an empty area.
Yes.
So at least like
we didn't pass. We passed like maybe two cars. And my sister, shockingly, I'm like, you're driving better now than you ever have.
Maybe the scaring shock of the dog sobered her up.
Yeah,
the adrenaline.
So we get to the vet, and I'm flipping the fuck out.
Of course.
Take her in. So they think she ate something. So they do X-rays. Like, oh, there's nothing in her there's nothing in her rib cage, but we'll check her throat because it looks a little bit like scratchy in there. I go, okay. 2 hours go by. So now we wait 2.5 hours. My sister's passed out in the back. I get a call, totally different tone in her voice. She goes, "Hi," and I go, "Hello." She
goes, God.
"So your dog has pneumonia," and I'm like, "Excuse me." She goes, "She has a lot of water in her lungs, and we need to put her on a breathing tube." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, you're putting my 3-year-old golden retriever on a breathing tube because she swam too much? What the fuck are you talking about right now?" Like, literally, my dog loves water. She's always in the water.
Yeah,
she's
a golden. Every golden is like a whore for water.
Yeah, literally. She fucking sucks it back. So she apparently was drinking too much water while she swam. And I guess the lake water, too much of it causes a bacterial infection. So she has something called asphyxiated pneumonia or something like that, whatever the exact term is. They had to keep her overnight. I did not hear from them till like 8 a.m. the next morning. I called them like, "Hey," I'm like, "Sorry, my dog's overnight. I need to hear an update." "We can't give you an update till 10 a.m. I go, "You're giving me an update. I haven't stopped to wink." I was like,
"You're there, my dog's
sobbing.
There. Give me a fucking
like,
update.
Also,
look at my dog. Tell me what you see."
Also, the only thing that's made me laugh this whole time is that like I didn't realize that I cry like a little bitch. Like I sound like this, but when I cry, I'm like, like it's such an opposite. Like if you think I cry like, I'm like. Like such a little, like even my sister was like, "Are you crying right now?" I can't tell. I'm like, "Yeah, this is how I cry, like a little fucking bitch baby." Like, you know, he's like a cartoon and they like wipe their eyes like that. Like that's how I was crying. I was crying in my parents' dog, sobbing all over like a psychopath. 10 a.m. I got a new doctor. She's like, "Hi, she's breathing on her own now. This is a very good sign." I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "Is it good?" She goes, "It's positive." I'm like, "Someone tell me it's fucking good."
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Long story short, around 2 p.m., she calls me. She goes, "We did the tests. She's looking good. She can go home on antibiotics." So great. So I bring her home. So I'm at parents' house. We were to fly home that morning. I changed the flight. Was the vet bill $3,000? Yeah. Was the flight $500 to change?
Heart.
Yeah, it was. So I'm like, okay, we changed the flight, whatever.
They charge you to change a flight? $500. Even with COVID still happening?
$500 to change the flight.
Fuck
yeah, because it was within like
Air Canada,
you fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah.
So stop with the French Air Canada. There's not one French person on the plane. So fucking annoying way to hear that bullshit.
And if there is, they speak fucking English too.
Yeah.
Like,
otherwise,
stop.
They wouldn't come to Canada.
And whatever the flight attendants do they really like to show off? Like, and they have this full accent. I'm like, stop. We took the same French.
Anyone can say cafe outé. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, literally. So I bring her home. So yesterday, so I'm flying this morning at fucking 8 a.m. whatever, and she's barfs like 4 times. And I'm like, that's a lot of barf. And by the third time, it's like her breakfast came up. And I'm like, something's up. Again, I call my vet. My Julia's like, I owe her this $1,000. I call her and she goes, she should not be vomiting. If she has pneumonia, take her in right now. Of course, every vet in Toronto won't take me in except the emergency one. So I have to drive. Thank God it was close. 20 minutes is emergency one. They were super nice. Took her in right away. They're like, there's no vomit in her lungs. We can hear fine breathing. But then they came out. And she's like, yeah, we gave her one of the pills. Gave her like an allergic reaction. And she's vomiting. So
Are
she can't do that.
Kidding.
And I was like, okay. But I was like, oh, well, we're flying tomorrow. She goes, you're flying? And I'm like, the dog's getting on the plane. She goes, do you love your dog? I'm like, what? And I'm like, what kind of question is this? She's like, if you love your dog, you would not put her on a plane tomorrow. I'm like, well, now my dog can't fly. So
that's not the way you say that.
No, what the fuck?
You just go, hey,
psychotic.
That's not safe for the dog for X amount of time.
Yeah, give me the advice, motherfucker.
Do you love
Ask
your
me
dog?
If I love my
I'm like,
dog.
Of course I have a dog. Her name's tattooed on me and I molest every night. I don't mind.
Can you just go check the receipts and see how much money I've given you and you tell me if I fucking
love
my
dog? $3,000 so far.
Yeah, I don't love
literally.
Myself $3,000.
Yeah, no shit.
No, literally. So at 10 o'clock last night, once I got her out of the vet, I had to find a dog sitter for 3 weeks. And now I have to drive to Canada.
What are the dates you're driving
Denver
to Canada?
After Denver on my own and drive back with my fucking dog. Because now I'm terrified to put my dog in the plane.
Because all I'm saying is like,
what are your Denver
should
dates?
We road trip?
Oh, God.
I'll fly Denver to Denver dates? If I don't have dates.
I'm in Denver. I leave the 18th. And then that whole week.
You leave to go to Denver?
I leave from Denver. I leave from Telluride, the festival, the 18th. And then that whole week, I have to cancel a weekend of something.
What day will you be back in L.A.?
Hopefully that week. I'm giving myself a week to get there and back.
I fly back from St. Louis on the 18th. I could fly to Denver the next day and road trip with you if it's only going to be a week.
I fly somewhere on the 23rd.
23rd is what day?
I'm
what day
free
is that?
The 18th to the 23rd.
Are we gonna road trip
to save Susan? By the way,
oh my
send
God.
Get Well Susan cards to the Comedy Store. Address them to Susan Tolev.
Here's the thing. She's young. She's doing well. She's gonna be fine. But it was like, are we doing a road trip? Because I'm like, right now we should like actually.
That's 6 days. I mean, I can ask Dave if he can watch my cats.
As long as I can get.
Like we can book shows.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. There's 2 days as long as I can find Wi-Fi during the day for my group writing courses. I can make it happen.
We can talk about this after.
We're going to talk about this after.
Yeah,
this is boring.
Like getting ready.
But you guys, if you're in between Denver and Toronto, keep an eye out.
Yeah,
maybe we're going to do some pop-up shows.
Slobs in the Subaru.
Slobs on the run.
Subaru slobs.
Slobberoo.
Oh.
Hello, we're painting it pink.
I kind of like slobs on the run.
Slobs on the run. Sponsored by Subaru. Maybe Subaru.
And you guys, Susan's picture will be the middle of the flyer.
And all the money goes to us.
The
Susan's fine.
Yeah.
No.
Also, it was crazy because I like had 3 sold out shows in Toronto, and all of that money is now in the dog's. It's the dog.
C'est la vie.
Anyways.
As they say on Air Canada.
We should do Sue fundraiser pop up shows.
I mean, no, I'm not going to. I hate asking for money. I'm not the kind of person that asks for money.
Well, no, but you put on a show, you charge for the tickets, and then you pay off your vet bill.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll pay
it off. That.
We'll pay it off.
And all extra money will be split among us for our future animal health funds.
And to pay for the ticket to fly out there.
There's a lot.
To Denver.
Yeah.
The ticket to Denver, I'm going to get on. You're not going to get on Southwest Airlines. You'll never get on Southwest Airlines.
I won't either. No. Fuck that.
Delta.
I do Delta or United.
Free upgrades to Comfort Plus now.
Right.
I
also should just always fly Delta. It doesn't matter. This is boring comedy talk.
We're flying
part.
Delta.
Okay.
What's happening?
Yes. I have something else I want to bring up because you want to see. I told you both about this text.
Yes.
So I'm done talking.
DM,
Yeah. This DM. So this, you know, here's the thing. I did Ryan Sickler's podcast, Honeydew.
Great podcast.
Very good.
Love him.
Very emotional podcast. I talked about being raped. I talked about having a horrible relationship with my father.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah, this guy. So I need to read this out loud because I have had nothing besides this guy, Stu Smith. I don't give a fuck. You're gonna DM me some bullshit, Stu.
8,
you're getting your fucking name said.
Women who are married to a man named Stu Smith are now going, did you message the woman on my podcast?
Down. My God.
There's a middle area where you're too sensitive and I'm too loud and I'm not fully the problem.
There is a middle. So you put
in
your earplugs.
In denial. She's putting her earplugs in. We need headphones for this podcast.
I think we might need headphones. Yeah.
My
no, because that would just have made it worse.
You out middle area.
Anyway, all of our ladies who are married to generic Stu Smiths are now going to their husband and being like, that wasn't you, was it? That sent Steph that message.
Yes, it was.
Guess Should what? Be. You're going to fucking fuck with me? Sorry.
You want to write in? We'll call you
Yeah,
out
we'll
on
call
the
you.
Air.
Sorry, Stu. It was a very emotional podcast. You know what I mean? I almost cried about it. Also, I was raped. It's very upsetting to talk about, okay?
It's horrific.
It's horrific. It's not funny. I don't like talking about being raped as a comedian. It's not also, whatever. The amount of messages I've gotten from men saying, I'm so sorry, we need to do better, amazing. The amount of women that have been like, I've also been raped, thank you so much, crazy. It's psychotic, okay?
Yeah, it's
this fucking man. Hey, just so you know, not every male wants to rape or kidnap you. And the way he spelt rape, we got to zoom in on this. He spelt it with like, he got creative with it. Like a weird
He went
R.
into the emojis.
Like, what is that? Like, it's not, does
like
it say rape?
Like a fucking ransom note?
Is that to prevent him from triggering you? Because the content
because it made it
of
bigger.
That message was incredibly
also,
triggering.
I'm sorry, Stu, are you a woman? Have you ever been raped? Have you been followed? Have you been assaulted? Have you been harassed? Have any of these things? I dealt
when
these
you
things
walk to
you.
Your car, do you fear for
Read
your life?
Message. Read the rest of the
so
message.
So he goes, this is the part that fucked me. This kind of negative feminine energy is what causes problems between genders.
Yeah, that's what it is. Negative feminine energy, not raping women.
Not us being scared for our fucking lives. I cannot walk my dog at night because I'm scared of a man insulting me. Fuck you, Stu. That's so sick
that's
and psychotic.
So fucking insane.
And then he tries to be nice. Uh-oh, now he's changing a page here. I'm sorry you dealt with complete jerks during high school. What you endured was much more than average bullying. No child deserves it. I'm sorry these POS boys put you through it. Are you, Stu? Because it seems like you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It seems like you think I'm the fucking problem. I blocked him immediately because I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, because you were going to go crazy.
I was going to go crazy.
And he's not worth your energy.
No.
And by the way, anyone who has that thought isn't, you're not getting through to someone who's that fucking stupid.
No.
Because that's fucking stupid. Stu, S-T-U, PID. His name should be spelled S-T-F-U because he should shut the fuck up.
Okay.
That's good.
Stupid.
That's
that actually was good. I was like, where else is this going? Yeah. Hey, let's keep this going.
The audacity to like
the audacity. It's like it's also like you. If you have never, I'm sure every woman listening to this fucking podcast has at some point in their life feared for their safety around a man, whether it was a stranger, whether it was someone they fucking knew, whether they're at a party, whether they're in public,
in their home,
like on the subway. Like there's the amount of times I've had to leave a subway car as a kid because I knew a man was staring at me and kept moving closer. Like it's disgusting.
It's horrific.
It's horrific. So don't fucking come at me. I'm the problem for the energy. No, I'm sorry. He was the problem for raping me. That was the fucking problem. Like
yeah.
Jesus
the negative
Christ,
feminine
negative energy.
Energy.
If this man ever comes on my show.
Hey, if you could be a little bit more positive about the fact that you're really likely to get raped, that would probably help all of us.
Yeah, we'd all feel better about that.
We'd all, if you could just cheer up a little about your horrific sexual assault,
it's so
that would
crazy
probably prevent him.
How defensive men get during conversations that have nothing to do with them.
Well,
just so you know, not every man wants to rape you. I guarantee you didn't say that. No one's ever said that.
No.
No one's ever said every man wants to rape me.
No.
You shared a personal.
Every single man.
I guarantee that's so far from anything that was said that it's like, where are you coming up?
Why are you
extrapolating
that?
He's just projecting all of this shit onto you. This kind of negative feminine energy. Nobody's saying what you're saying.
High likelihood that that man, and this is going to get me in trouble. There's a high likelihood that that man has not even aware of what line he crossed a line with a woman.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And been like, I don't understand what I did wrong. She's the problem.
Yep.
She's crazy.
She wanted it.
Yeah.
Not everyone's trying to fuck you because he's fucking blacked out at a bar hanging all over someone who's disgusted by him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just.
Disgusting.
I just think everyone wants to fuck him. That's the kind of guy who hits on you. And then when you say no, it's like, you're
a
fucking fat bitch.
Yeah, that's exactly. I don't fucking want to anyways. You
nasty,
fucking idiot.
Fat
crazy
slut.
Yeah, the fucking
it's a bitch.
Ugliest girl here is the hardest to talk to.
I got that one once.
Crazy that the ugliest bitch on this site is the hardest to talk to.
I don't know
what to tell you, dude.
I don't want to talk to you either. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't here going, no, please, me. Like,
I have an idea. May I offer stop talking to me?
Yeah.
As a suggestion.
May I offer get the fuck out of my face?
Go fuck yourself. I would never do this because that's just opening up a can of worms. But just once in a situation like that, I wish I could, and it wouldn't be safe. But I wish I could go, oh, actually, I will fuck you after you called me a big, fat, nasty bitch.
Right. Has that ever worked?
Well, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
What's your goal? You're fucking insecure
rejected,
fuck.
So I want you to feel rejected.
Yeah, exactly.
So now I'm rejecting you, but it's like, but you already didn't.
Yeah, and you're like,
we already know that you'd fuck
me.
Right? And then you're like, oh, you can't even get a fat cunt slut to fuck you. What a loser you are.
That I like.
That's crazy. You're getting rejected by the most disgusting girl in here.
Wow, how embarrassing for you getting rejected. By the ugliest woman on the internet.
I can't. That, anyways, the rest of the messages have been like super nice, and like it is so sad how many people have been like, I relate to this. I'm like, that's fucked.
No, how many people, and like the amount of women who've had to deal with it, the amount of women I know who like had to like later come to terms with or realize that like, oh, that was assault because we'll blame ourselves. We'll I must have been this, or I wouldn't let that happen. And then like years later, you're like, oh my God, like I convinced myself that I don't know if you guys have heard these stories, but I have friends.
No,
I convinced myself in a, like a date rape situation. Or here's the thing: I had a conversation with a guy once that like, and I'll say as soon as I said explain my the side of it, he was like, "I'm really sorry, I'm fucking." But the gist of it was sort of this implication that like, oh, you know, a believing a woman because it's like, well, that, you know, this woman's not an overtly sexual person. So for that to happen, and I was like, I need to stop right there. And this is literally what I said. I was like, I need to know that sluts get raped too. Like, I need you as a slut, as someone who is openly sexual. I need to know just because I like to fuck people doesn't mean it's free ball game or that no one's going to creep on me because they're like, you think a rapist is going to be like, she's been around the block too much.
Just because I like to fuck people doesn't mean I want to be fucked by anybody.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, I think that there's this not gray area of the problem, but gray area of shame that happens with women going, and I don't want to get deep on two podcasts in a row, but I'll say this from personal experience of like when I was sexually assaulted, it was by someone I knew and I was in college and I was very sexually active in college. It was not a secret. It wasn't like I was the town bicycle, but it was like, you know, he had friends and like we're in sororities and fraternities. Mm. I'm like,
yeah, the sorority.
And I told no one for a long time because I was like, no one's going to believe that I was assaulted. Like that I didn't just like do it and then retroactively
and then
be
regret or something. It's like,
he assaulted me. And so I just carried it for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's wild.
No, it's fucked.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. And I also was raped by a friend. And I think that men just have absolutely nothing close to a conception of how many of us are raped and how much it permeates every moment of our lives. We're constantly on guard. I'm constantly, when I'm at home with three locks on my door locked, I'm constantly on guard.
Vigilance.
Mm-hmm. And
hypervigilance.
One thing that makes me really mad is if I'm somewhere and I don't feel safe and Dave is just like, no, it's fine. Cause I'm like, but you don't know, like you don't have the ear for it that I do. He had a party at the beach on Saturday and I had like my sixth sense, you know, I was like, watch the stuff. Cause we were like loading stuff in and I was like, watch that guy. Because there was a guy that was like kind of near and they were like, I'm sure it's fine. And I was like, no, watch that guy. And I stood and I watched and he walked over to this stuff and started like sniffing around the stuff. And one of the other guys there yelled at him. And sure enough, he was like, probably going to steal something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe fucking listen to the person who's been watching her back
for
since she was a child.
Yeah. Like,
it's also, I can kind of see the one side where it's like, they have no idea.
No.
There's no way a guy's ever been out like walking alone at night and saw a woman went, and crossed the street. There's no fucking way.
To say something like, not every man wants to rape you. It's like, you have no idea how many of us have been raped and how fucking stupid you sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how, like, just what a thing to say after openly talking about this on a podcast. It was just so disgusting.
But, like
I've gotten some bad DMs. I think that's the worst I've ever gotten.
Also, what possesses people to reach out to strangers with just feedback on a podcast?
It's a podcast.
I'm
obviously not speaking about like our listeners who are like, hey, thank you for sharing that or whatever. You know?
Or when we specifically ask for feedback.
There's a difference between fan mail and like,
hey, I wanted to give you some constructive
criticism. Oh, you didn't agree with something someone said on a podcast? Then fucking move on.
Yeah, stop listening to it. If you were repulsed by everything I was saying,
don't
continue the episode.
Why don't you talk to your friends about... You don't have any friends to talk about it with. Because no one wants to be friends with that fucking guy.
No, the guy sucks.
That guy's... not every man... If you did a tiny bit of research, you would find that a startling number of rapes and sexual assaults come from a man you definitely didn't think was the guy that would do it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, but if it does, there's a good chance it'll be someone you trust and don't suspect. So anyway, good luck out there. keys between the fingers. Hope for the best.
And if you do mention it to anyone else in your friend group, there's a good chance that they'll cut you out instead of the guy.
Because it's a hassle.
Because it's easier. It's easier. You're newer. It's easier to call you a liar than to accept the fact that their friend
childhood
is a rapist.
Yeah. And people would, across the board, not even in just this type of situation, most people will choose comfort over doing the right thing in terms of social interactions.
And it's also so easy to lie to yourself and just be, I mean, it's just easier to be like, Tony wouldn't do that. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Because he knew the name Tony. But I mean, Tony wouldn't do that.
Tony wouldn't do it. Tony wouldn't do that. But another Tony.
But Tony.
All the Tonys that we know.
But I know a Tony that would.
Yeah. And we've all met that Tony.
Well, do we know that much about this Tony?
That's a real we can't. Poor Tony.
Poor Tony, yeah. He gets a lot
justice
of it.
For Tony.
Justice for Tony.
Man.
But that's that. I feel like I came in hot on this podcast.
You did,
I came in real hot. I had some
we
things.
We really got a... I have funny things. We should do funny things, right?
Well, let's do some funny things, because I had some stuff wanted to bring up. No, but you have funny things. I just sort of had, literally my first note does say pray for Susan.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. Maybe we do my list.
So let's do your list.
Let's cut to a break and then come back and do funny stuff.
Hey, we're back and it's funny now.
It's big, fat,
it's the funny half.
Time.
So Dave, in his sleep
again,
two nights ago, always screaming in his sleep, yelling. Did I tell you he punched me in the face?
Yes.
I did. Okay.
No, in your sleep?
Yeah, he took NyQuil. Never again. Punched me in the face in my sleep. Yeah. But
I'll say when you said that, no evidence. A little bit of a weak hook there, Dave.
He got me on the backswing.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was going to say
it was
like a thing.
It was closed fist.
Okay,
it fucking sucked. Okay. It was in my eye. But also then you didn't see me for a week because I had COVID.
Oh.
In any event, the other night, and I wrote it down, he woke, he was like, in his sleep, he was like, Mams? Yeah, that's crazy.
Mams?
Mams.
Multiple Mams.
It doesn't mean anything. Mams? Yeah, that's crazy.
He was having a dream that he was in like some sort of like judgment court with a bunch of women.
I was like, does he mean like mammaries, like boobs?
Oh, I thought he meant like multiple women.
Nickname for his mom.
I think it's just it's a dream.
Grandma?
I mean, he also like said a bunch of gibberish,
and that's the real juice.
Do you, when he does this, are you like staring at him, or are you just lying in bed listening to it?
I'm just lying in bed listening and smiling. It cracks me up every time.
That's so funny.
I just laugh to myself and then I write it down because I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna remember that because it's nonsense.
It is absolute nonsense. Are you still?
Am I still what?
Oh yeah.
What? Am I still?
Are you still
seeing a person? Or
uh-huh.
Yeah, I am still. There's a gentleman who I've been on a few dates with, and I
more than a few.
And I like him. He sent me flowers.
He's
okay.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's not. Don't say he's not. They're that.
You already told him not to listen. So if he's listening, he's crossing a boundary.
Well,
and okay, he's your boyfriend.
Listen. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's getting pretty close. You
and he knows it.
No. Okay. Well, let's have a general, because this is a situation we all at some point find ourselves in the dating world. I will say this.
You guys have been fucking for like a month. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Like a month. Yeah. Hand delivered. I arrived at my hotel in Hawaii and he asked what hotel I was in. Here's how he snuck it in. He's like, has a friend who lived in Hawaii and he's like, I'll ask them for, sorry. I'm not getting choked up.
Yeah, you are getting choked up.
In fairness, isn't everything delivered by hand? I mean, it wasn't one of those little robots.
No, but I mean, like, I mean that to say, it wasn't like the flowers were just there. It was, or
I see what you mean.
There was like he coordinated it with the front desk. There really is something in my throat, and this is embarrassing.
Also, I just want to say, I love the way that you've been single for 2 months and have not latched. You've found a very nice man. And
it's needle in a haystack stuff.
It's great.
But also, is a month long enough to be confident that someone isn't, like, just really good at hiding the fact that they're a psychopath?
No.
No.
His actions are very different from what a psychopath would do. This is a nice man.
I disagree.
You think it...
I mean, I don't disagree with that he's a nice man.
Love-bombing scary? Is that what your thoughts are?
Only... I mean, I had that experience.
Yes.
And it was so horrible that I don't want to project my own
shit, but is that like a trigger thing that comes up when you
but
see
I
stuff
am
like this?
I think it takes time to get to know someone. I'll say that.
Absolutely.
And I don't think a month is a long time. But what we've seen, we like, and we can say that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I absolutely agree with you.
But I wouldn't go pick out a wedding dress because it's been a month.
No.
And also,
no,
I'm going to be like in such better shape by the time I get married in like 3 months.
I'm going to be in such better shape. I'm going to be 5 months pregnant.
When I get married. When I get married in December this year.
Oh my God.
I just said no, it because she said that.
Yeah. Okay. I think you're still, I wouldn't say boyfriend. I think it's still like, it's still dating. You're dating.
But let's
if he fucks someone else, how pissed would you be?
Before we get to that, can I just finish explaining the flowers and then I will get to that.
Sorry.
So he had a friend that lived in Hawaii. He's like, I'll ask him what is cool around you. And I will say, he genuinely asked his friend. He sent me all these screenshots and Google links to like amazing hikes and restaurants and like a lot of stuff I did. And kudos. Thank you to that friend who's probably not listening, but like great suggestions.
Love bombing. He's a narcissist. I'm completely kidding.
But that's how he like asked for my hotel. And then I show up, I check in, I go into the room, set my bags down, knock on the door. And of course my reaction is like, you've got to be fucking kidding. Leave me alone. What is the? I
had the shit.
Here.
The second I get to a hotel room,
oh my
shit.
God,
I
am. So
I walk in. Kaka is halfway out of my app. Yeah, I'm turtleheading in the
shower,
elevator.
Masturbate, take a nap.
Yeah, no,
it's
we're
the
shitting.
Standard.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is this gonna be a thing where like they think I'm a person who wasn't checked out? Like I was just waiting for it to be a hotel fuck up.
Yeah.
And I open the door and there's this like sweet Asian woman holding flowers and she said, I'm just gonna say what you said and not do the accent, even though my instinct was to mimic her.
I was like, you're doing the accent for sure.
Right, I don't want to one day get fired from SNL or something.
Expecting the accent.
I really wanted the accent. Well, I got the accent to begin with on the phone.
Because the accent.
I couldn't say do it.
I'm going to do it. But because, and there's context. It's because I was confused on what
do
she was saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
which
exactly.
Probably made it worse. She goes, flower from, and then she says like the long version of his name because he has a
yes,
name.
Okay.
We'll just call him hot guy that I like. And I was like, what? And it took me a while. And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, these are from the guy I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And it's just like this beautiful bouquet. And it had a little note that said, thinking of you, have a nice week.
Little note?
Like, and they were beautiful Hawaiian. Did I keep the note? Did I keep a couple flower petals? Yeah, I'm sentimental.
Oh, okay, no, that's where I guess. That's where I
know,
stop
but
it.
That's disgusting if we end up not going any further than this. And it's like, well, that was a...
No, it's not. You throw them away.
Yeah, that's true. Trash.
Move on,
it's
never
trash
happened.
Now.
But let's talk about the gray area of dating. Because that's a thing...
Because here's the thing. I was talking
listeners.
To a guy for 4 months.
Yeah.
Turns out we were never dating, and that
God,
is officially
that
done
guy
now.
Sucks.
It's
that
done.
Guy sucked
it's
ass.
So done. It's so done. It's so done. But anyways, I had to finally 3 months in go, what is this?
And
like, what are we doing here? Like
3 months is a
long time. Yeah, 3 months is a long time. I was kind of like, wait, I feel like are we serious now? And then it was the whole, I don't know, I don't want. I'm like, what have we been doing this whole time?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. In that,
and
three-
he would never have done that.
No, that's why I'm so into this guy for you, because I'm like, just looking at what I dealt with for 4 months and what you dealt with in a month, it's like, what the fuck? And now it's like what you were looking back from your ex, how you saw all these trigger things. I'm like,
yeah,
oh
I'm
my
like,
God, there was never him doing nice things to me. He came to see one show. And I'm like, I would do shows every fucking night. He came to one set of mine. Like,
yeah, not like inconsiderate, doesn't think of you.
No.
And it's like, then you go and then you have those moments of like, what was I even?
What was I doing?
Attracted to.
What was I trying to do? Because the fact that he's thinking about you when you're not even around is wild.
Yeah.
Especially if we're always complaining about LA and how bad it is dating here. So that's why I'm like.
And it is. I will say, like, despite like the not that long window of time between seeming to find someone who's pretty like seems like a great guy, LA is a hellscape. I am like, that's why I keep being like, there's no way I found a guy.
He
this
could
nice.
Be a really great guy, but that's also why. It is good not to be like, oh my God, this is the one. Thank God I finally found
a decent guy
here. Cause it's just like, just
chill
time.
And be present.
Yeah, but it is hard. It is hard to be chill when something happens like this.
Yeah, cause
like,
you get excited
nice.
And it's like fun and romance is fun. And when you're like, you have all the.
I'm excited for you. I think he's a good guy. I mean,
have
it all looks good. No, no.
Oh, okay.
No. No one's met him except John.
I want to do
Jeremy
a double date
Jeremy Scipio
with
met
Dave.
Him.
Do a double date.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're both into hardcore music.
Oh, I'll just come and be the busboy that night. I'll go, hello. Do you need some more napkins?
You like, could why also you, just come.
Yeah, just like,
why
out. Be a group
why did you put a mustache on? Why did you put your fingers on? Hello.
Yeah. Disguise. We'd love to have you there.
Yeah,
we know you have fake mustaches.
He knows who you are.
Hello. I was wondering.
Also, the concept of a double
date. He saw you live before he ever met me. He's like,
I see no reason for there not to be someone who's like, it's not like we're going to be Frenching. You
yeah,
know?
We're like, sorry, you can't come. We're going to get fingered under the table and be like going at
this
it.
Is a
it's
date.
Not an orgy.
Yeah, no, we'd love to have you.
We could also just, yeah, all hang out.
I'm also gone for fucking weeks on it, but yeah, you know.
Or we could just, let's get you a blind date in there.
Weren't we going to do some? Oh, whatever.
Does somebody have a friend? Hook me up. Get bring a friend along.
He's got a friend that you couldn't date, but I feel like you could have a fun time.
Why couldn't I date him?
He doesn't even live here, but he's like a good looking dude who's a maniac, and he's not well. He's unwell.
Well, this sounds like
then
my kind of guy.
Refer him to her.
But if you're looking for a non-dating,
why are you setting that up?
Sometimes you just want to fuck a
fucking
person.
Mentally ill, emotionally unavailable. That's what she just came out of.
Yeah, but if you know what you're going into, the problem with what she just came out of was. He was keeping it gray area for a little while.
Yeah, it was
but
bait
he was giving dating vibes.
I think sometimes we overestimate our ability to not develop feelings for
of course.
Dangerous or shitty people.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's like
true.
Once you're actually banging somebody.
By the way, I say all that to say, I'm just kidding. I would never do that to you. but like, if you know what I would do, and maybe this is, I don't know if this is a good or bad friend move.
That?
If I had a guy from the past, you just said bad.
I know he said that.
Yeah. Guy from the past who I no longer have any interest in, but the sex was really good. I would tell a friend, I'd be like, hey,
oh, yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. You should
get
in.
Oh, yeah.
Except all the guys that I've had good sex with were just such awful people.
Yeah, but you tell them that too. You go, oh, he's a bad person. But sometimes you would like to just come really well.
I would like to come really well. I haven't had sex in a while. It's been the whole Canada trip.
I mean, all
was
the guys
wash.
I've had good sex with and haven't ended up with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Haven't ended up having like a relation.
Yeah, good sex changes your whole. I feel like I'm in a manic episode because I have been so consistently not depressed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm just coming.
That's it.
I'm just having good sex and spending time with multiple people I enjoy. My friends, hot dude, whatever.
I love the way his nickname is Hot Dude. That's a good sign.
Hot dude. I feel like that should be an established rule that there's it's nicknames only.
I mean, that's
only
how
until...
the beginning of a relationship should be. Exciting.
You should find them hot.
All the time.
Yeah.
So hot. And that's what I like about this is that, and it's making me realize like just a lot. You realize a lot of things about past stuff or like what you didn't realize you wanted until you felt that thing. But like I haven't in a long time, and I thought it was just being a free spirit, and maybe it is. But when I'm going to hang out with him, I'm like, oh, I want to look good for him. And that's not a thing. I'm not like, I don't feel pressured to, but I'm like, I haven't given a fuck with so many people that I'm like, yeah, this is what you get.
You know what? I still feel that way with Dave.
They're like, I want to like be pretty for
I like
you.
That feel. Ow. Yeah.
I feel that way with
She's
him.
She's masturbating
but,
and it got ow, caught, snagged on the lip.
And I don't think I've ever had this before where I still want to like wear makeup and do my hair and look pretty for him, but I also feel completely comfortable
yes.
being totally dressed down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like when you're going to go see him and you think about it and you're like, oh, I want to get like cute.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's like the best of both worlds. Let's talk about for a second, because I did say I wanted to go into that. Like, what is there a standard for? So many of us find ourselves in these situations of, what is this at some point? And obviously, I'm pretty early, so I'm not like, what are we? But like, what is the normal, healthy amount of time to feel like you've gotten to know a person enough to really know who they are?
I don't know what, for normal people, it is. My thing was 10 dates.
Oh, you had like a number.
Okay.
10 dates was when I was willing to be like,
okay.
Let's be exclusive. Let's have sex. Although I know that I do that way differently than most
same
people in LA.
I'm fucking on the first day all the time. It's a problem. We gotta stop doing that.
I didn't fuck on the first date.
See, it's good.
I waited 10 dates to fuck Dave and I waited until we were exclusive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Dave waited around for this prude? I can't believe it.
Dave hated it. Dave still, if you ask him about it, he's like, I think that was bullshit.
Let me ask you though.
Not even just the sex, but I waited like 5 dates to kiss him.
What?
He kept trying to kiss me.
Don't you want to know? But like, what if he's horrific in bed?
What if he's awesome in bed and he's a total fucking piece of shit who treats you like shit? But you fucked him on the first date. And so now you have this strong emotional bond and you love him and you're crying over a fucking asshole. Where if you had waited a few more weeks.
Or what if you wait enough weeks that you're like, I really love who this guy is. And it's the worst sex you've ever had.
Yeah. Or what if you wait 3 dates and the guy stops talking to you because you didn't fuck him fast enough and the trash takes itself out, which often happens.
Or you fuck him the first day and you thought you hit it off well and then he ghosts you and then you feel like absolute dog shit.
You feel like a piece of shit when really maybe he wasn't even going to call you if you didn't have sex, but now it feels like it's about the sex.
Yeah. It's like maybe he wasn't. Yeah,
and it's about your naked body.
And now you internalize it.
The small talk. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Or him just being having intimacy issues or whatever. You'll never know because you didn't get to know him.
Maybe he's more into another girl he's been seeing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
so you think
never
it's
know.
Like, I like the number of dates because in my mind, in this conversation, it would be like, what's the allotted amount of like months? But I guess it's like how much time you spend together. It doesn't need to be a.
Yeah.
That's
because I was going to say 3-4 months in my head.
Yeah.
Because that's also like if you're talking to them a lot on the phone and FaceTiming, stuff like that. But then again, there has been people that I've done that with and they turn out to be absolute raging psychopaths.
Yeah. So. But it's like you need time to. It's not even like everyone's maliciously hiding who they are, but you need time to really like see fully who someone is. So, you know, like because everyone's, you know, it's dating. If you're not like a psychopath, you're putting the best version of yourself forward. But we don't always like there's moments where we're not always our best selves. And you kind of need to know, can I handle when this person is their highest self?
Yeah, you take
them
to traffic.
Yes, exactly. And driving. Some boxes that I like to check mentally are like, have I seen this person during the day? Have I seen them at night? Have I seen them when they were pissed off? Have I seen them not get their way? Have I seen them in like a restaurant that's too crowded where the wait's long and the service is shitty?
And how do they handle it?
How do they handle the wait staff is my number one with
have
men.
I seen them under fucking stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people who are rude to waitstaff get fucked.
I'm not
going
to lie to you.
Anybody who's just like going on nice dates and having a nice time and getting fucked and getting their way is like...
Nice as hell.
This is
nice
great.
Nice as hell.
I always look at what they tip. Always. If they pay, I go, thank you so much. And I'll be glancing because I'm like, I've seen guys tip like one time, I think, I swore to God the bill was like $80. He left $2. And I was like... And I went to my bag when he was in the bathroom. I slipped a $10 bill. I was so embarrassed. And I was like, oh my God. And that was it. I was disgusted. I was dried up.
I've never
flipped it down too. And I was like, and I flipped it up. And I was like, I've
never thought to do that. And
I do it all time.
Now
if I'm not
I
tipping minimum 20, I'm like, I can't be with this person. This is like so insulting.
It's so fucking. And how?
That's mortifying.
That's mortifying.
$2.
Like also that's all those things like seeing them in all those situations. You don't think of that. And once you do, that's really showing you.
That's mortifying, and there's, I think, a good caring of what other people think and a bad caring of what other people think. Bad caring of what other people think is, like, not dating someone because they're short because people will look at you a certain way.
Like, oh, yes. Like,
good caring what other people think is, like, this person doesn't treat people well, and that's fucking embarrassing to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to be with someone who treats people well.
Yeah.
Dating $2 on an $80 tab is mistreating a person.
Yes.
You're mistreating a person.
Yeah.
So that means they have to pay. They have to tip out a busboy, a food runner, a fucking bartender. They had to pay out of their own pocket for you to have dinner out.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
It's
fucking
psychotic.
Shitty. Mm-hmm. Just the tip. That's what you need to check.
Just the tippity
top.
Also, I do like to see the penis right away because I get grossed out.
Well, it's good to know what you're working with. That's my thing is that like I don't go in right away.
I just expect a normal penis.
Well, that means you haven't had some wacky ones then.
Well, and also you can always break up with someone. I mean, if you go out on 10 dates with someone and then they have a weird dick and the sex is horrible. Okay.
Yeah. Steph, you need to know that if a guy pulls out a weird dick, you're allowed to go, never mind.
Yeah.
I have. And I'll do it again.
I will do it immediately.
I hate that, and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I don't like that, and see you later.
I just would rather be with a good person and find out the sex is bad than be with a bad person and find out the sex is good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd all rather be with a good person. I mean, in an ideal situation, you're with a person who's great and fucks you great, and that's great. Here's what I think, like, real love, your soulmate is the person who that your brain and your heart and your pussy get horny for. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. One reason that I liked to wait to get physical is that physical chemistry can be confusing for me. Like, I can then be under the illusion that we have a real connection that we don't have. Whereas if it's all conversation, you find out if you connect. But if you have great chemistry and you have sex and you have great sex, then I would just build up this fantasy of this person and ignore information that's inconsistent with that fantasy.
Yeah. And a lot of us do. Well, yeah. your body when you have sex.
And that's just too painful and it's not worth it, in my opinion. And for some people, like, it is worth it. The pain is worth
the cum,
that rush and that fun and whatever, or they don't get into as much pain over it. I would like get obsessed with someone and then be in so much pain that it's just like
not worth the heartbreak.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. Mm. Our bodies release oxytocin when a guy fucks us. I don't know if it's always when they fuck or if it's just when they like hit the right spots, but it's the same reason.
It's not even just you release oxytocin when you like pet your dog and feel
no, but a heavy amount. That's why you get that feeling of it's the amount that, this is going to sound weird to some people who make it weird, you get a dump of it the same way when you have a baby. You get a dump and it's designed to connect you to that thing. And it's like an old like lizard brain survival thing of like, we need a man to protect us. So that happens and we go, I need you here for security. Your brain goes like, attach.
Is that the same way you feel like when you have a really good dump and you're like, oh my God,
same
I'm
thing.
Attached to you now. I don't want you to leave. No. You save your little poo balls
in
a little case.
Oxytocin is like the love hormone.
See you later.
No, you don't let her just believe that. Yeah, don't say yeah and then let her go into the world thinking that you get oxytocin when you take a shit. No.
I think
oxytocin
maybe sometimes you do.
Is the love hormone. It's a separate thing. You get dopamine when you take a shit.
No wipe.
Ooh. It feels good. No wipe.
When you wipe, there's no shit.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm wiping.
You don't wipe.
I know there's no. I go, did you just say no wiper? And I don't even check.
Tony put up the 45-minute thing, and then Steph says that she doesn't fucking wipe after she takes.
Jesus Christ, I wipe more than
both of you put together. I'm wiping my ass.
I got a tushy. I tushy and I wipe again. Yeah, the fact that, by the
What's
way, they try
tushy?
To. It's a bidet. But the fact that they try to sell it as like, save money on toilet paper. It's like, no, and I'm just wiping off a cleaner ass.
Yeah, then I have a wet ass.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You walk with a wet asshole? You dry the asshole.
Skunk butt? Like, that's fucking disgusting.
I realized I had it turned down pretty low, my nozzle, though. I turned it up recently. Oopsies.
Oh, it's...
Uh-oh, we're in there now. We're in there. I think I pushed the hemorrhoid back in. Uh-oh, there he goes. See you later.
Good night.
And good night, nurse. See ya.
Do we have time? It's 12:55. Do we have time to go into like one more question thing, or are you on? You're like on a crunch.
One more. I'm kind of on a crunch.
Because this is what I want to talk about with, in regards to relationships where you are being sexual. I don't know, like, I don't know if you how quickly. I mean, we know how quickly you and Dave had sex, but like, were you freaks? Here's what I want to know is, I'm fucking horny. I'm like, Mm-hmm. And maybe this is a question for like male listeners to give feedback on, which is I'm tempted to say because of all we've talked about today. But when you start having sex with a guy, if you go into this, like you've been on some dates, it's going well in that way, but you go into the sex kind of like really sexually aggressive. Like it's not all intimate, sweet. Like you're like, let's fuck, pick me up, eat me out on your kitchen counter or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's very specific.
Fuck me in the shower.
Yeah, it obviously happened to you recently.
These things all just happen. Yeah.
Did I accidentally kick on the burner? Could there have been a fire that started that, and burned the house down? Maybe. It was worth it. I would have died in a fire that moment.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. Oh, man. Just fucking.
This is all out loud, by the way.
Okay.
That was an accident. I blacked out.
Bring us back to the question here. Let's refocus, please. Thank you.
Does a woman early on going into that type of sexuality, coming in and being like hot slut type.
Yes,
sex.
We understand what type of sex.
Such hot.
Yes.
I spent 5 more minutes.
God,
no, but listen.
Fucking motherfucking God, get to the goddamn question.
Does that change how the man sees the woman? Like, is there, from the perspective of someone
not
wanting.
Not for the worse.
No, but I mean, from the perspective of maybe a man who's like, I would like to find a long-term relationship. I'm looking for a wife. Does a woman acting like that early on go, this isn't the one? Does he
if
put
it
you in a
does,
different box?
I feel like I that's a.
That's him fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's a thing. It was just a thought I had in the shower this morning.
Yeah, no,
I don't
think
that means
so.
That he can't equate, like, a wife with someone who's, like, freaky deaky.
Which
also,
is
wouldn't
wrong.
You want that? Would you want your wife to be
absolutely? I just wonder
a
if sucking
your blood?
Balls while she's breastfeeding. Yeah, yeah. You want this?
Yeah. We're all sucking on something. Fucking
so
squirting milk everywhere
that
at the other tip
so
for some
gross.
Reason. No, but yeah,
that's disgusting.
You're right. I just wondered if there's a large segment
yes.
of the population that still has that old social conditioning of like, but that's my wife. She should be.
Oh,
it.
if they do that,
I mean,
they go back to fucking 1901 and
it's,
fucking.
Well, it's nobody I'm fucking. I just was curious how people
town.
Are.
Go
right,
to fucking no. Utah. Fuck
yeah,
a
go
bitch
to, yeah, go to,
if you can't
of,
treat your wife
Utah,
like a dirty whore, is she even a good wife?
Yes. Let's end on that.
That's the one. That's
when is this
button.
Coming out? When do we announce our stuff?
This is in...
Let's put it next week. Let's do this one.
Yeah,
yeah,
on the 5th.
Okay,
we
gotta perfect.
We got to get some more stuff in the
Labor
mix
Day.
Here.
Labor Day. So I will be in Denver at the High Plains Comedy Festival. I'll be Fort Collins first on the September 7th. Then Denver High Plains Comedy Festival, 8th to 10th. And then I might be doing another secret show close to Denver. DM me. I'm not allowed to talk about it on the 14th. DM me if you live in
the
Denver area.
Area
that I just mentioned. And then I'm going to be in the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival the weekend after. And then
the 23rd and 24th?
The 15th, 16th, 17th.
Oh, I'm fucking looking. Yeah, yeah.
16th, 17th. Then I'm going to be on the road with my dog. Me and Susan.
Might be slobs on the run.
Might be slobs
we'll
on the
run. See.
Then I'm in San Francisco Punchlines. Anyways, that's a lot. I have a lot. I'm sorry. I'm done now.
No, don't
it's
be
a lot.
Sorry. Are you
We're
kidding?
Done.
We'll be in Montana.
We'll be in Montana.
Bozeman on the 30th. Great Falls on the 1st.
Of October.
September
30th, October 1st.
And I'm in St. Louis on 16th and 17th at a place called Big Daddy's. Don't know what it means.
Of September?
We love it.
Of September, yes. And then in October, I am in Dallas.
Ooh.
From the 20th to the 23rd.
September 23rd and 24th, I'm going to be in Greenville, South Carolina, then Montana with JMS, and then October 20th through 22nd, I'm at Zany's in Chicago.
Woo.
And then October 28th, 29th, I'm at 3 East Comedy Club in Colorado Springs.
Oh, well.
Well, I'll give you some tips and tricks.
Yeah, I've talked to a number of comedians who have done that so far. So I really hope to see you at those shows.
Yeah.
Please
go to those shows.
Someone tell someone that there's shows going on.
Yeah. There we have it. Please like, subscribe, and follow. And follow us all individually on Instagram if you're not, because that's annoying.
Yeah. Follow us all. Leave a review.
And one more quick thing. I did start doing a weekly radio show.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So cool.
You guys can call in. Call in. Oh, yeah. It's a call-in show. So I'm trying to get... I don't know if you guys knew, I don't know if you played this on like public access TV in the States, but there used to be a show called Sunday Night Sex Show with Sue in Canada. Sue Johansson. She was
the old lady who talks about fucking.
Yes, yes. So
yes.
I'm trying to like model it off of that where people call in with their relationship and sex questions and stuff. So it's every Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. You have to download it through Amazon Amp app.
It's
and
an app.
It's free, but it's an app. And then you can literally call in, ask random shit. That's it. If you're shitty, Stu, if you call in, I'm blocking you real quick.
I'm calling in.
No, you're calling in. Call in.
I'm not calling in as myself, though.
No, call in as whoever the hell you want.
Calling in. With all my own issues. But like, I live in West Virginia.
If a guy fucks you and you kick on the burner, will he still marry you, maybe? Like, all right, well.
The farm caught on fire. The sheep
are
dead.
That's not what I said.
Yes,
no one take that out of context.
Here.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks
Keep
for listening.
Commenting. We like the nice people that commented.
Pray for Susan and send her
yes,
get well
please.
Cards to the
fucking
comedy
fucking pray for Susan.
Follow the podcast at Slops Pod. Follow me at Laura Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.